All right, we want to praise the Lord. Got a few mercy drops out there. I'm always telling Brother Ed, it only takes about 3 drops of rain, keep about half a Baptist home. But we got enough. Brother Ed said it only takes 2 or 3. We've got way more than 2 or 3 to have church tonight. And I had a good service this morning, had a good Sunday school this morning, and I expect to have a good service tonight. I know the weather's calling for maybe a little bit of a storm. It don't look like it out there. I know that can change. But we're glad to be here, and we're glad to be not only in the house of God, but also in the family of God. And we're going to have a quick prayer, and then we're going to get Sister Brenda to sing. Brother Patrick, you want to sing tonight?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, I'll let y'all do the singing tonight then. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the good visit we had with Vonnie today. Lord, what a blessing. Lord, to go visit her. Thank you for Brother Patrick being able to go with me. And Lord, I thank you for Deanna being there and her daughter being there. Lord, that was a blessing. And the nurse that was at the door when we got ready to leave, Lord, that was a blessing. I thank you for those blessings. I thank you, Lord, for that good service this morning. I thank you for this church. I thank you, Lord, for all you do. And Lord, we just want to praise you and give you glory in all that we do. Bless this little church, Lord. Keep it, I pray, as the apple of your eye. Lord, may it be one, Lord, that you could brag on like you did about Job. That, Lord, there's none like it in the world. I pray we'd be exceptional. I pray, Father God, we'd not only bear fruit, I pray it'd be the right fruit. And I pray, Lord, we'd bear much fruit. And I pray you'd help us, Lord, to keep going and keep growing for the glory of God. Lord, I personally believe one day there'd be a big church right here. And Lord, it wouldn't hurt my feelings at all, Lord, to have a school here. For children to learn right things and be able to be taught right and loved right. And Lord, we trust you, Lord, that might be a possibility one day.
Yes.
Lord, that this little church could become a bigger church, a better church. But Lord, we're thankful for this little church. We only want it to be as big as you want it to be, Lord. If you want it to be bigger, that's what we want. But bless, I pray, the service tonight. Bless the singing, Lord, tonight. Bless the preaching of your word. We just want to thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. All right, I'll get Sister Brenda.
Yeah, just after I meet you.
That was Rita slipped in us. I didn't know she knew.
Here,
hallelujah. Good to see you here tonight, Rita. You want to sing tonight? I done asked these two. They both stepped up. You want to sing tonight?
I guess I can.
All right, be thinking about that. Be thinking about that.
I want to.
All right. Let me see if I can figure out to get it going here.
Just put it in there.
All right. Don't push no buttons?
Just put it in and
okay.
It'll start.
All right.
She takes all it.
I got it plugged in. Now, let's see here. Got to turn that on. Or maybe I don't.
She's afraid of God.
Maybe it's just this.
She sat there by me. I got to bless
this. It may take me a minute here to figure this out.
Punch play.
Is this got to be on? Does anybody know?
Yes, it does.
It does?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Just push play.
All right. I'm working on it. You may turn her loose. You good?
I came back to him.
Bless you.
A vessel unworthy.
Woo!
So scarred
with sin.
But he did not despair.
Woo!
He started over again.
Yeah,
and I bless the day.
Over
and over, he makes me
I know we all have troubles and trials, yes, but he's been there all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
You couldn't have sung a better song. I heard this. I worked on her car just so I could hold her hostage to sing. And I'll tell you right now, we've never been it.
Let's sing it together.
Hallelujah.
The song you want?
Huh?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, she couldn't.
Well, if I don't say it all, I'll tell you. All I am is trash. The Lord said it's going away. Puts it in a bag, keeps it. Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do there.
And you know, Brother Eddie, when we mess up, we have to do something. Forgive me, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moses is back.
It's true.
That's right.
That's true, Brother.
Thank you, Jesus.
What a song. Over and over, he loads the clock. Bless them, Lord.
Wait. So, we'll sing this and then I sing something else. So, we sing this together and then I sing
God bless you.
Okay. I can't hear you, but okay.
Testing.
Upon the cross for all our
Sing this and all.
Who cares?
She's going to try it. Amen.
She's a little ham, ain't she?
Yeah.
Might as well a little Taylor Swift.
I have decided.
Is that the song?
No.
Come to me.
The Chosen.
Oh, the land of
talking about. Now, what's the man saying?
What you got?
Precious memories.
Hey, man.
That's a good one.
Good job, her singing up there. Good job, Lizzie. I see you found the circus I brought.
Okay, he spells precious. Hey, spell it.
P-R-E-S. Precious.
That was my granddaughter. She said, "Pop, you want these?" I said, "No, but I know somebody does."
Yeah, precious.
P-R-E-C.
Yeah.
There you go.
Precious.
Memories.
By who?
By Alan Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah.
There it is.
So I got lyrics with it.
Is that it? Oh, you need to. No, this one don't. Hang on.
I think it's in the song.
It is.
Find more lyrics.
You must have found five.
That it's might be song. It. Right there, I think that's it.
That's good. Did you connect back to the.
Oh, yeah. Hang on, we'll get there.
Appears.
that song. I was sitting there thinking about eating.
Yeah.
Them family meals down at my grandma and grandpa's house. I mean, they had the table decked. As far as you can see, it was food. And boy, it's pretty fine fixing, you know, good eating. I praise God. Those precious memories, I'd give anything to sit at that table again.
Yes.
Be able to enjoy the company of my grandmother, my grandfather, my mom, my dad, my cousins, aunts, uncles, you know, you just take it all for granted. And then, like Brenda sung there, you know, you don't throw the clay away and some of the clay's gone. We're just left here.
Yeah.
One day we'll catch up with them. Better place, better day. And He'll make all things new. It won't be precious memories, it'll be precious scenes. We'll get to see them again, get to enjoy the company again. That'll be wonderful. Hallelujah. Yeah. Alrighty, we're going to take our text tonight. I'll try my best not to be long because of the storm. But we're going to take our text tonight, Mark chapter number 7. I got 6 messages one night. One of them was her sins were many, which y'all heard that last Sunday night. This one here, it's He Could Not Be Hid. Mark chapter number 7. We'll start our reading there in verse number 24, and we'll read down to verse number 30. And now this encounter here, it's about Jesus and this Syrophoenician woman. It says, verse 24, and from thence he arose, went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into a house, and would have no man to know it, but he could not be hid. That's our text verse tonight. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came, fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs on the table eat of the children's crumbs.
Yeah.
And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way. The daughter is gone out of, the devil's gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And we'll stop our reading right there. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. I want to pray especially for those people affected by the fire down in Hawaii and others. We need to mention so many people. Father, we thank you, Lord, tonight for the good singing. Lord, it was good singing.
Yes.
Oh, how it ministered, Lord, here tonight. Thank you, Lord, for those that was willing to sing tonight. Thank you, Father, for those that are here tonight. Oh, Lord, we just pray for your blessings, Lord, tonight. Bless this little church, Lord, all that it sets its hand to do. May you, Lord, give it the strength and the means to do it. And Lord, we pray, Father, for those people down in Hawaii, Lord, that were engulfed in that blaze, that flame. Lord, just utter destruction. They don't have an idea at all how many people have perished, Lord. They've got people down there with cadaver dogs trying to find out just how many people were lost in that fire. Billions and billions of dollars. We don't mind the buildings, the cars. Lord, the souls, Lord, it just breaks our heart, Lord, to know that one day they were enjoying one another's company, and the next thing, Lord, they were consumed in the flames of that fire. And Lord, we pray for those that survived, those left behind. Lord, I pray you'd encourage them. I pray, God, you'd help them, Lord, to make it through this terrible valley. I know, Lord, that you carry us through most of the problems in life. You carry us through the valleys. And Lord, you encourage us, Lord, to keep going.
Yeah.
And I pray you'll help these people, Lord. I pray they turn to you and find strength in you and find the means, Lord, through you to be able to rebuild and to keep going. I pray for them, Lord. Help our country, Father. I see a country, Lord, that's in denial of the thing it needs the most. It doesn't need, Lord, to polish speakers, Lord, to make speeches that have no meaning, that are empty. It needs the Lord. And we know, except the Lord build the house, they that labor to build it labor in vain. Lord, you raised up America. I hope you're not done with it. It's got a lot of good left in it, Lord. But you raised it up, Lord, to be a city on a hill, a beacon, Father, that, Lord, lost souls could make it and find the truth, find the love of God, find the gospel here. All the missionaries have proceeded from America, Lord, to the darkened corners of the world. Lord, we got a missionary coming next Sunday, Brother Rue. I pray you bless him, Lord. We're looking forward, Lord, to hearing, Lord, what you put in his heart to share with us. Lord, we just pray you bless him as he drives here. Bless him while he's here. Bless him, Lord, when he leaves. Lord, we just pray for your missionaries. I pray, Father God, you'd help them, Lord, to care not only, Lord, the Word of God, but care the love of God. Care, Lord, the light of the Word. Bless your missionaries, God. Help them, I pray. Bless Brother Rue and his family, Lord. What an honor to be, Lord, to have him come visit with us, Lord. Bless this message tonight. Bless your children, Lord, tonight. We thank you and ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Preaching on, he could not be hid. And I have to admit, driving over here tonight, just thinking about this first verse. I actually wasn't really aiming to mention it much, but I got to thinking about this first verse here. And it talks about Jesus entered into a house and would have no man to know it, but he could not be hid. And I got to thinking, Sister Brenda, about the day he entered into my house. There just wasn't no hiding it. I'm telling you. It's kind of like the nations. It just breaks out all over the place. And everything got kind of awkward, you know. We have, like I said, them family meals and family gatherings, and everybody realized Eddie wasn't what it used to be, how things was different with Eddie. And the reason that they were different was because of Jesus, Brother Ed. I just couldn't hide it. I mean, no matter how many times I was asked, you know, I couldn't help myself. He would just slip out. And Lord, listen, they got used to waiting on me to turn things over the food. They knew that it wasn't optional. They knew that I was going to whether they wanted to or not. And I'm telling you, when Jesus comes in the house, boy, it can't be hid.
Amen.
Brother, I'm telling you, it had a ripple effect. I saw it on my family. I saw a lot of them get closer to God. I saw a lot of them get saved. I saw a lot of them come to me, you know, asking if God could help them. I said, absolutely. But when Jesus is on the inside, it'll show up on the outside. Brother Patrick, I go to work, and people was trying to figure out, I mean, here they are, I've worked with them for years, been there. You know, I guess at that time, I started in 1972, I got saved in 1988. What's that? About 16 years or something like that. Heck, I don't know, somewhere around there. But they knew how rough I was. They knew how rude I was. They knew how worthless I was. And here I am now. I'm speaking about the Lord. I'm packing the Bible around. And they're scratching their head. I'm telling them, I was telling them, Brother Patrick, I shared a couple things with him. But they had to kind of watch yourself. They scared to death of me. They asked me, really, they said, what's up? I said, heaven and glory to God. They said, what do you know? I said, I know I'm saved. I mean, I scared them to death. And I was telling Brother Patrick, I shared something with him that happened to me at work. I have a man out there that I went to revival, my pastor, out at Siloam Baptist Church. And this young man, his stepdad worked there. His stepdad was there at that church, but his stepson worked with me at Donald's. And he said, Eddie, his name is Sam Harper. His wife was, come on, Eddie. Well, I'm slipping on names here lately. But Sam come to me and he said, Eddie, he said, you work with my stepson, Mark. And he said, Eddie, I want you to talk to him about his soul. I want you to plead with him to get saved. And I'm trying to sidestep it. I hate to say it by him. Because, I mean, I ain't been saved very long. You know, I just got saved. And I'm bright. I mean, I'm bubbling over with the Lord. But I wasn't ready to jump out, you know, I'm talking about over my head. And I said, Brother Sam, you pray for me. God, give me an opportunity. And I will. And, you know, Jesus can't be hid, sir.
Oh,
so I'm in this break room all by myself. And all I'm doing is reading my Bible. And this is on Monday morning. Sam told me this on Sunday night. Oh, it was good over on Sunday night, too. I like it when it's good. Here I am. I said, Sam, you pray for me. God will give me an opportunity, and I will. And I'm sitting in that break room reading my business, reading my King James Bible. And I looked up, and there walked Mark Fisher by. That's the one Sam said, Eddie, won't you talk to him? And I told Sam, pray that God will give me an opportunity. You know what I said? I said, there he goes, Lord. Mark's going out there where there's smoke. I've got the whole break room to myself because I've got a Bible in there and I'm reading the Bible. Bible scares people to death some reason or other. But I'll tell you what, with Jesus on the inside, you can't hide it.
That's right.
Hey, I had to have it. They got used to it. They didn't like it. It wasn't too long. I wasn't the only one with a Bible in there. Everybody and their brother had a Bible in there. We was having a Bible study, you know, in the break room. But it's got to start somewhere. But anyway, that Jesus on the inside, I said, Lord, there he goes. And Sarah, this soon I said, there he goes. He turned around and he came back. Mark Fisher, rough. He just like me. I mean, rough. We was good friends, called me so rough. We try not to tell each other things that shouldn't be told. Especially the way we told him. Anyway, Mark come in that break room where I was reading. He sat down across the table. We had like a picnic table in there. He sat down over across the table in front of me. I'm trying to think what to say, Patrick. Can you imagine Brother Eddie lost the words? I'm trying to think what to say before I could get a word out. Mark Fisher said the most phenomenal thing I ever heard anybody say in my life. He said, I want what you got. And I mean, you could have knocked me over with a feather that even said anything, but that's what Mark Fisher said. He said, I want what you got. When Jesus is in the house, it can't be hid.
Right.
It shouldn't be hid.
Right.
I'm telling, we need to trim the wick. Oh, listen, we ought to be living epistles. People ought to take note we've been with Jesus. And Mark just knocked me over with that statement. He said, I want what you got. Boy, that's where we need to have it, amen? The world ought to look at us and say, I want what they got. Whatever. Brenda come to church tonight. I stuck my head out the door just glad to see her. She's out in the parking lot singing. That's where it ought to be.
Yeah.
Amen. But anyway, Mark said, I want what you got. You know what I told him? I said, just tell Jesus what you told me, Mark. I said, he'll fix it. Hey, he got saved. He only lived like 3 years. He died of terminal cancer. Only lived like 3 years, but boy, there was three wonderful years. Oh, I told his stepdad, Sam. I said, Sam, Mark got saved. He said, glory to God.
Yeah, that's right.
But when Jesus is in the house, it can't be hid. There's no sense in trying to hide the fact. Listen, if you're saved, good luck hiding it. I'm just telling you, you'll break out. I'm telling you, you'll find yourself, even though you don't want to. You'll be like Brenda. You'll be out there singing out there in the rain. I'm telling you, you'll find yourself singing. You'll find yourself praising God. Yeah. He can't be hid.
Amen.
When Jesus is in the house, it can't be hid. It's just natural. I'm telling you, he said, if these hold their peace, he said, the rocks will immediately cry out. I understand.
Yeah.
There's a reason we act like we do. There's a reason we sing like we do.
Yeah.
And because Jesus is in the house. I'm telling you, he can't be hid.
That's right.
I wish we had more Jesus in the house.
Mm.
I'll tell you, if we had more Jesus in the house, there'd be less devil go around. Amen. I'll tell you, buddy. Jesus, he filled my house. There ain't no room for the devil in my house. I'm telling you, the more Jesus you got, the less room you got for anything else. I'm telling you, glory to God, he just filled me up. I go pouring out everywhere I go. I pour a little here, pour a little there, and he's pouring in fast, not pouring out. Hey, I'm telling you, when Jesus is in the house, it can't be hid. There's people that told me, said, I had one guy tell me, sir, we was in a, I think it was a Jubilee revival or something, and he's a pretty big name preacher. And he came over there, Rita, and he said, I'll sit here if you'll behave yourself. I said, I ain't making no promises, buddy.
Hey,
he
moved.
Now, what would you do?
Yeah.
I mean, I get the cane helmets every now and then. I know I act like a fool. But the reason I act like a fool, is because Jesus is in this house.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. I don't want to suppress the Holy Spirit. You get the cane helmets, listen, we'll have an intermission. You shout. Hey, I mean, you can throw the hairpins. You can jump. You can shout. You can sing as long as God's in it.
Yeah,
I'll be in it too. Amen. I love it when God gets in something. And I'll tell you what, people stand amazed and say, we never seen it like this before. We never saw it on this fashion before. I'm talking about when Jesus is in the house, it can't be hid. I saw these people, you know, they don't want to be too religious.
Yeah.
Right now. They try, you know, I don't know how you keep it in. I mean, it's still unspeakable, full of glory.
That's right.
And they try to keep it in. Yeah. I remember one time I was recording the messages at Bethel Baptist Church. And I was worried that I was maybe infringing on the recordings. And I was trying to suppress the shouting and the amens. and tears run off my cheeks, and people's coming over and giving me hugs, and Brother Eddie, don't worry about the tape, shout. Don't worry about it. And you know what? I finally had to do that. I'm telling you, it's got to come out somewhere, dripping off my cheeks up there. My pastor's wife, Sister Maxella, she said, Brother Eddie, don't worry about that tape. Hey, listen, we need some of that in here.
Yeah.
You shout it out. You amen. You give glory to God all you want to. Don't worry about that tape. We need more of that. When Jesus is in the house, there'll be some of it slip out somewhere.
Amen. That's right.
It ain't like you can put him in a box. I'll just tell you right now, when Jesus is in that, my heart gets beat like a jungle drum. Hey, I'm telling you, sometimes I don't know what I want to do. But I'll tell you what, like, when Jesus is in the house, you'll find yourself doing something. You notice he could not be hid. Well, there's a sinner out there. She's looking for him. And boy, I'll tell you, he don't want to hide himself from sinners. And I'll tell you why she found him, because he wanted her to find him. I'll tell you that right now. But if you notice here, she is a Syphonician. That's a half-breed. And it says a certain woman, verse 25, a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit. Did you hear that, Lucy? A young daughter. Might even been your age, honey. But you know what? She had a loving mother. We're not talking about one of them soccer moms. We're talking about one of them mama bears. I'm talking about one of them that just won't give up. One of them that just won't shut up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
well, she's looking for Jesus, Brother Ed. And he knows it. And he wants her to find him. And she heard of him. You got a seeking woman there in verse 25. And she's got a need that only Jesus can help with. You know, I appreciate doctors, I do. I appreciate friends. Every now and then, I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear this burden alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. Sometimes there just ain't no, they just ain't no one to compare to him. That's why she's seeking for him.
Yeah.
That's why he can't be here. I'm telling you, buddy, if you need a good dose of Jesus, he's not that far off. The Bible said we'll find him if we feel after him. But she had a need that only Jesus could help her with. Brother Ed, she'd heard about him.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my, did you notice that? Said her daughter had an unclean spirit. And she heard of him and came and fell at his feet. Now, if you want to get Jesus' attention,
that's right.
You're not ashamed of him. You come before all that's around and you just fall down and say, Jesus, can we talk?
Yeah,
have you
right.
got time for me? Oh, you're talking my. About none greater.
Uh-uh.
And I'll tell you what. He loves us, gives us opportunity.
Yeah.
Gives us opportunity to spend time with him. Gives us opportunity to pray to him and plead to him. And here this certain woman, like I said, she's a Syphonician woman. She's a half-breed. She's an outcast. And she falls down at his feet. She's desperate in her petition. She put it in park and down at his feet. Buddy, she's not moving. She's dropped anchor. I want you to know, buddy, she's serious about meeting with Jesus.
Yeah.
Not only could he not be hid, sir, she couldn't be hid neither. She's not trying to be discreet. She fell down at his feet. She's a mother. She's got a little girl that's, you know, battling the devil. I don't know if it's kind of like that exorcist. I don't know. I have no idea. It just says she had an unclean spirit, or her little girl did. And she got a loving mother. And that loving mother knows if she can get Jesus, she can get some help. Amen. Her being a half-breed, an outcast, she was a Gentile dog. And listen, she had been alienated from the commonwealth of Israel. She was a stranger like me, having no hope without God in the world. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. And listen, he had come to his own which were in the world, and his own received him not. But this woman right here, she's at his feet. She won't let go. She won't let up. I'm telling you, she's put it in park. She's there. She's serious about getting in touch with Jesus. Amen. Her daughter's got a devil, and she will not be denied about getting help for her daughter. You know, she besought him. That means to beg urgently.
Yeah.
Like I said, she's not giving up. Now, well, I said, Mama Bear, these parents of these children in schools nowadays, they've been going to these school meetings, and they call them domestic terrorists, Brother Patrick, but seems like we've lost our say, but these mothers,
They're
not backing down.
That's right.
They said, I'm not going away. I'm not giving up.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of like this lady right here. It wasn't like she was going to even let up, much less give up. And I'm glad that these moms are standing up for what these kids have been taught in their schools. These lies are teaching them, and all this immorality being dropped on our children. They want them as young as they can get them. I appreciate Sister Rita so much. She goes back there and best in them little hearts.
Yeah.
God bless you, Rita. You couldn't have a better vineyard, a better garden to work in.
Amen.
I appreciate you so much. You're putting the right seed in there. And I'll tell you
what,
you keep putting it in a member of them. It's talking about little Thomas. They come packing him in here in a little old basket. Next thing you know, he's running up and down through here.
Yeah.
And having the time of his life.
Yeah.
And playing the little guitar now. And says he loves church.
Yeah.
We're going to church. He loves church.
Yeah.
Somebody invest in that little boy.
Right. That's good.
That's what we got to do.
Yeah.
We got to reach them before they do. And I don't know how this little girl ended up with this unclean spirit, this devil. I know there's plenty of them down here. There's so many of them down here. I'm glad I've got Jesus. Amen. I'm glad he's in this house. I'm bulletproof. Thanks to him. Amen. Hey, I don't have to worry about the devil going home with me. I'm glad, praise God, Jesus rides with me everywhere I go. Amen. And we brag on everybody. I say, look yonder, Lord. There's one over there. Hey, Lord, look yonder. Hey, I tell you, I praise God having Jesus on board. I'm glad he's in the house. She besought him. And like I said, that means to beg urgently.
Yeah.
Jesus answered her, Brother Ed, was when she turned. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a fair answer.
Yeah.
But she wasn't about to wait. And I know the Bible tells us with patience possess our souls, but this was an urgent matter.
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah.
When your little baby's sick, you'll find out you'll lose it too.
Right.
She's not even thinking about waiting no turn. Yeah. She's at the feet of Jesus, Brother Patrick. She's right there with one that she knows can help.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, he knows her situation better than even she does. He's allowed himself to be found, and here she is. I'll tell you what a beautiful picture. She's got him by the feet, and she's not about to let go. She's giving him her petition. She's saying, Lord, my little girl is laying there with the devil on the bed, and I need you to set her free. Hey, Jesus told her to wait her turn, verse 27. He said, it's not, let the children first be filled, for it's not meant to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. That's a fair answer. It's fine. But you know what she did? She said, yea, Lord. Yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. She just wanting the crumb. That's all she's wanting. You know what?
She was that humble.
Little is much. Yeah. God's in. That's all she's asking
Amen.
For.
Yeah.
Just a little. Can I just get a little crumb, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm telling you what. Anytime you ask out for a little crumb, you better get you a big bathtub or something to put it in. I'm going to tell you. God don't give no little things, amen. And I'll tell you what, she's begging Brother Ed. She's beseeching him. She's begging him for just a little crumb. She said, Lord, just a little crumb. And he said to her, verse 29, for this saying. She got her words right. She got her heart right. She got herself right. She's down.
Yeah.
Bible says, humble yourself. Therefore, on the mighty hand of God.
That's right.
And he may exalt you in due time. She's right where she needs to be. She's doing just what she needs to do. And Rita, she's caught his attention.
Yeah.
He said, for this saying. You know, I can't frame my words right. I wish I could. I wish I was an eloquent speaker. Some of these guys, I like them. Boy, they can. I may preach Hey, preach a soft stuff, I'll tell you, I like it. I'll tell you one thing, I can get the message out.
Amen.
I might be like Moses, I may not be able to have a tongue, but I'll tell you what, even stammering for him, I'll take it, amen. Even struggling and saying what you want to try to say, I'll tell you what, buddy, he said, for this saying, he said, go thy way. The devil is gone out of that daughter. That wasn't up for discussion. I mean, that devil run plumb out of his shoes trying to get out of the country. I'm telling you, when Jesus gave the authority for her daughter to be cleansed, I want you to know that devil got scared to death. The Bible said in James chapter 2, verse 19, that even the devils believe in God and tremble. And I tell you why they tremble. They tremble because Jesus said in Luke chapter 17, verse 10, I beheld Satan as lightning come down from heaven. I want you to know when the devil hit down here, he hit the ground running and looking over his shoulder trying to find him a hole to get into.
Yeah.
He thought he was going to raise himself up against the Most High up in heaven, and he found out he wasn't no match for God. Amen. He said, for this saying, go thy way, thy daughter is whole. Now, like I said, this woman is my kind of woman. She won't give up. She's got her words right. The Lord said, for this saying, go thy way, the devil has gone out of that daughter. And when she was come to her house, now she's gone to his house, Brother Ed, now she's going to her house.
Yeah, that's right.
She found the devil gone out and her daughter laid upon the bed.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. Just a little talk. What's that song? Just a little talk with Jesus, make things right. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our troubles. He will
hear our
things right. Answer by and by. Now when you hear a little prayer, we'll turn it. And you know a little fire is burning. You will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Come on in here. Glory to God, we just now stir the pot, amen? And I'll tell you what, this lady here, not only could he not be healed, but praise God, she couldn't be healed. She had a need, she had a daughter, and she found out she didn't have to go no further than Jesus to find everything she needed. You know what? He's our all in all.
Amen. That's right.
Brother, when I get to Jesus, I realize I don't have to go no further.
That's it.
I realize if he ain't got time, he'll make time.
Yes.
He'll take time. I know we've got people down here busy, and you try to call them, you get an answering machine, push this button, push that button. I'll dial 911 Jesus. I guess that'd be, I'll just tell you this, it ain't hard to get hold of him. I hate them stupid phone calls. If you want to talk to someone, push 3, and it goes to another recording, and then it drops a call, and you finally do get somebody, I'm just telling you. I'm glad God is available. I'm glad he made himself available. Because sometimes we need him. And we need him now. People all the time writing songs, I need you. This woman needed the Lord, Brother Ed. He allowed himself to be found.
Yes, he did.
He allowed himself to let her talk, let her plead with him. Then, Brother Ed, he allowed his mercy to go to her.
Yes,
he said, go thy way, for this saying thy daughter is whole. Boy, I'll tell you what. Never a man speak like this man. He spoke peace to my soul. He spoke joy to my heart. Oh my, I kind of wish I could have more of it, but you can have all of Jesus you want, and don't hold it against me because I want more of him. We all want more. What's that old song? More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his mercy.
And his love.
Yeah. More of his
precious.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, brother. I can't remember the song, but I've got the melody in my heart. We can have more. We can have as much as we want. We can have all we want. And I'm telling you, praise God, all the things of God are free. Sometimes I go, I don't know about y'all, but I try to just get what I can afford. Isaiah 55 says, come without money.
Yeah, that's right.
Everything about God's free.
Amen.
They'll pick your pocket down here. I took some stuff back to Walmart just to have enough money to put some gas in my car. And I knew the lady that I gave the receipt to. And I supposed to got $48 back. She shorted me $20. That's all right. It's still all right. I put some gas in the car. I even helped the granddaughter do a few things. But the Lord ain't like that. I'll tell you right now, he gives you more than you ask for. He'll give you everything you need.
Amen. That's right.
Brother Eddie won't charge you a penny.
No.
This woman Not only did she find Jesus, but she found that was all she needed.
That's right.
That daughter was gone out of that little girl. She went home, found that little girl on the bed, waiting for her mama to get home. Oh my, he could not be hid. And I'm telling you, if Jesus dwells in you, he should not be hid neither. I'm telling you, take him everywhere you go. Don't be ashamed of him. Tell people about him. Lift him up. When you lift him up, you'll find out he'll draw all men to him. This seeking woman had heard about him, fell at his feet. She's a Cyphernician woman, a half-breed. Her daughter had a devil. She would not be denied. Jesus' answer was to wait your turn. But granted, by the grace of God, verse 29, Paul said that we may find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews chapter number 4, verse 16. I know everybody ain't like me. A lot of people don't believe Paul wrote the book of Hebrews. I do, but you know, I'm not dogmatic about it, but I believe Paul wrote it because of some of the things mentioned in there that no one else could mention them. But Brother Ed, her petition was granted by the grace of God. And listen, we might find grace to help in time of need. She received her young daughter, devil free, laying on her bed, healed, happy, and healthy, all because he could not be hid.
That's right.
I don't know. Is it your house? I know of my house. My youngest granddaughter come to me. She said, "Pop, I got a friend that's cutting herself on her wrist with a knife." She said, "Pop, will you pray for her?" I said, "Sure, honey. Let's go. Let's both go back there and pray for her." I didn't know it was my granddaughter that's the one doing the cutting. I didn't know it. We went back in the bedroom, shut the door. I still remember it, Brother Patrick. I pulled her up there to me, we was down there by the bed. And I said, "Lord, we're coming to you on behalf of a little girl that's cutting her wrist. And Lord, you know more about this little girl than we do. You know, Lord, that that's not right. You know, Lord, she don't need to be doing that. She's over there crying her eyes out because I don't know that she's the one that's cutting her wrist." She just wanted prayer. Just didn't know how to ask for prayer by then. And here I am, I'm praying. I mean, I'm praying pretty passionately, Lord.
Yeah.
Help her, Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
Help her, Lord. We care about this little girl. We love this little girl. And she's over crying her eyes out. Wasn't too long, Sarah. She told me it was her. We had to take her to Bowling Green. It wasn't good. And it's like being in prison.
Yeah.
They was trying to help her. Patrick, they couldn't help her like Jesus could.
That's right. You're right.
She was scared to death the whole time she was up there.
Yeah.
She wanted out of that crazy place. I wanted her out of that crazy place. The world tries to help you, but they can't help you. But I'll tell you what, Jesus can help you. No matter what it is, he says, "Come, let's talk about it. We'll fix it. I'll help you." He's a very present help. Time of trouble out there at the hospital, Sister Bonnie. I told her, Patrick's out there too. I told her, Psalms 46, verse 10, "Be still and know that I'm God." And she started smiling when I said, "Be still, know that I'm God." And I tell you, buddy, I'm glad that the Lord's never very far from any one of us. I'm glad He's looking upon us with love and mercy. I'm glad He's here for us. I'm glad He loves us. I'm glad He's reaching out.
Amen.
To you, reaching out to me every day. But in fact, there have been many times the Lord said, "Let me help you, Eddie." And I said, "Lord, I'm all right." But I wasn't.
Right.
It didn't take you long to realize I wasn't. And you know, the Lord kind of jumped on His disciples a little bit about not involving Him, trying to do things on their own. And you know, as a parent, you want your children to do on their own. But but every now and then, they're going to need a little help. The Lord wants to help us. I'm just going to guess Sarah's probably offered to help Lucy several times, and Lucy probably said, "I don't need no help."
Yeah.
But that's the way we are. We tell God we don't need no help. But we do. And we find out that He's a present help. Psalms 46 verse 1. God's our refuge and strength. A very present help in time of trouble. Brenda sung tonight. He don't throw the clay away. A lot of clay is in trouble right now. Because they won't go to the potter. They won't let the Lord help them.
No.
They won't sit down and listen to Jesus. They won't give Him time to help them. Brother Ed, they just kind of drop the ball.
Yeah.
And I done it myself. I mean, I can't. Right. I ain't like I can throw no stones here tonight.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, this Syrophoenician woman, even though she is a half-breed, they said Jesus was racist because he told her, you know, it's not meant to give the children's bread to dogs. They try to call him a racist. They call him everything, actually. But I'll tell you what Jesus says. He's a friend of sinners.
Amen.
He's a friend that loveth at all times. He's a friend that sticks close to the brother. Thank God he is a friend of sinners. I happen to be one myself.
Amen.
But I thank God for a friend like that.
Yeah.
Bible was telling Brother Patrick when he was out there at the hospital. Bible said he's a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him, but he didn't hide his face from us. He gave his cheeks to the smiters. I used to have a beard. And they grabbed his beard and plucked it out by the handfuls, and he allowed it. The reason he allowed it, Rita, is because he's down there on a mission. He was down here to give his life a ransom for many. He's down here so drunks like old Brother Eddie and sinners like old Brother Eddie could find in him not only forgiveness, salvation, and hope, and strength, but find out they didn't have to go no further than him to get it. Amen.
Thank God.
Oh, my. Oh, what a Savior. I was listening to Lucy sing tonight about that Savior. Yeah, he's done a good job singing that too. Singing about that Savior with her daddy. What a beauty it was. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, I tell you tonight, he cannot be hid. Especially when he's on the inside. Maybe you've been trying to hide from him. Maybe he's been calling. He's not been answering. You know, he called Samuel. Samuel thought that Eli had called him. He said, "Here am I." And Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back to bed." Paraphrasing a little bit there.
Right.
It wasn't too long. Jesus called up Samuel.
Yeah.
He went running to Eli again. He said, "Here am I. Well, thou callest me." He said, "I never called you. Go back to bed." That third time, God called Samuel. Here come Samuel running there to Eli. And Eli perceived it was the Lord. And he said, "Go back to your bed." Samuel, when the Lord called, say, "Here is thy servant, Lord." And Eli went back to sleep. Samuel went back to his bed. God called again Samuel. Samuel, I don't know how old he was, sir. May have been 7 years old, I don't know. But you know what he said? He said, "Hear my Lord. Speak, thy servant here."
Yeah.
God told him some things. And then he got put on the spot. Eli said, "Tell me everything God told you." That ain't always easy.
That's right.
He said, "Don't hold back nothing. God will bring it on you." And he told him God's going to bring judgment upon Eli, upon his two boys, upon him. And Eli said, "Good's the word of the Lord. Let the will of the Lord be done." I'll just tell you, when God brings judgment, the best thing you can do, like David said, "Let me fall at the mercy of God, for His mercies are great." When you get in trouble, find Jesus and say, "Hey, we need to talk. I've messed up again. I'm sorry again. I don't care if it's 490 times a day." He'll come up there to Him in the right way, like this woman did, down to His feet saying, "Lord, I need some help. My daughter's got a devil, and I'm telling you right now, she was at the right place, and the saying was right. Jesus said, 'For thy son, the devil's gone out of thy daughter.'" I don't know if she made a mistake or not. That her daughter end up with the devil. You know, we do sometimes.
Yeah.
We do. The Bible says, "Sit no wicked thing before your eyes."
Right.
They've got it read now. We're doing what you want or not. It'll pop up.
Right.
I mean, I've never been so embarrassed all my life just trying to do a search on something. It's kind of sad.
It is.
But this country has got that low. But anyway, I don't know how the daughter ended up with the devil. I don't know if it had anything to do with the mama or not. I just throw that out there. And you do that whatever you want to, like eating watermelon, spit out what you want, eat what you can. But anyway, with her daughter, that devil, she wouldn't let go. And Jesus, he saw that. And he said, "For thy sin, the devil's gone out of thy daughter." She went home and found her daughter laying on the bed, like little girls.
Yeah.
Laying on her bed, waiting for her mama.
He saw her faith.
Yeah.
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 She had a lot of faith.
She had a lot of faith. She wouldn't let go of that faith neither. No compromise. It wasn't like, "Hey, let's make a deal." It was like, I gotta have help. I can't let go. She was dogmatic about her daughter. But oh my, tonight, I tell you, I don't know what your problems are now. I don't know what you're battling now. I just know this. The Lord's here to help you.
Yeah. That's right.
You want help? You can have it.
Right.
You want deliverance? He set this captive free. There's been nobody more bondage than I was. And I'll tell you what, if you want mercy, mercy is this side of eternity. There's no mercy on the other side. I was corresponding with some kind of guy on the internet. You know, when you're on the internet, it's kind of like Facebook. You never know who you're actually talking to. I mean, you just got like a name there. But he responded back to me. I put a scripture on there, and he said, I don't want no scripture. I want reality. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, listen, buddy, the last verse in Isaiah chapter 66, verse 24.
Right.
I said, not only is it reality, but you should read it. Because that's where you're going to end up.
Amen.
If you don't get right with God.
Yes.
And that verse says they'll go up and they'll look upon the carcasses of them that hated me. And they'll look down and they'll see the worm and the flame. And they'll look upon them. I said, buddy, people's going to look at you in that fire.
Yep, that's right.
And I said, that's reality, buddy. I want mercy. Well, I went to a photographer, Brother Patrick. I'm chasing rabbits now. She's so full of herself, Brenda. The photographer was getting ready to make her picture. She stuck her head around that camera and she said, are you sure that camera do me justice? Need evidence here? He stuck his head up behind that camera and he said, ma'am, you don't need justice, you need mercy. I'll tell you what, we all need mercy. And the Lord's got it. His mercies are new every morning, actually. Every morning, new mercy. Every morning, his hands outstretched. Let me help. Every morning. He says, I'm here for you. Every morning, we just sing that song, let me tell you about my Jesus.
Yeah.
Every morning, we get an opportunity to tell somebody about Jesus.
Yeah.
Every day, we get a chance to brag on him. Every day. Never man speak like that man. Never been one like him. There's no one to compare him to. But I'll tell you what, if you've ever met him, and I mean personally met him, you'll never forget it. You'll never get over it. You'll be one of them like me, fanatics. Everywhere you go, they say, and I am. And I'm crazy about him, Brenda. I'm crazy about him. Paul said he was a fool for Christ, and I am too. I'm telling you, buddy, once you have more than a close encounter with Jesus, once you get to know him, you'll be crazy about him. I've got to shut up. I could go on to midnight, I guess. Father, we thank you for the thought tonight. We love you tonight. Lord, we just want to be a blessing. We thank you, Father, the number grows, Lord. Even during the message, we rejoice at that. We thank you for that. Lord, we just pray, dear God, right now, your Holy Spirit, be right here in our midst tonight, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for all, Lord, you do. Give you praise in Jesus' name. Hey, I don't have a song leader here tonight. I don't have a piano player here tonight. Oh, Brother Eddie, do the best I can. But here for just a second, let me ask you to stand here just a second. We'll do our best to sing an invitation on him. Maybe God spoke to you here tonight. Maybe he's tugging on your heart here tonight. I'll tell you one thing. He's not going to give up.
That's good.
Thank God.
Yes. Yeah, I'm glad he didn't give up on me.
Amen.
And he should have.
Yeah.
He should have. Like Brenda sung tonight, he don't throw the clay away.
Thank God.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God. Gonna sing the last verse. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, will welcome pardon, cleanse, relief. Here's why. Because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come.
Uh-huh.
preaching a service one time, and it was like this service right here. It was over with. And little girl, little Kylie, she come up here.